brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Oh yes, it's sippin' time again, and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Whoop, 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 whoop. They're running hour-long commercials of Lucky Charms at 2 a.m. now, so.
Oh yeah, that's probably better. I mean,
we're never going to beat that.
Never going to beat that.
You know what's also on at 2 a.m.? On that one channel on my cable is the Andy Griffith Show. Plays like all night. Oh. That's definitely better.
We're going to beat silver coins, though.
When he gets fishing.
Infomercial for the silver coins.
When Andy goes fishing, it's not hard to beat that. So,
I mean, if you don't like Andy, I'm sorry. Don't want to hang out with you. All right. Well, this is Madman Bob, and joining me today.
I'm sorry, Bob. Mm-hmm. There's no problem with Andy. It's that Ron Howard kid cannot abide by those little redheads. That Opie? Yeah. No. Sorry. Can't do that.
Are you a ginger hater?
No. You know what he is? He's Otis the town drunk down there.
Oh, yes.
And Sandy, pick you up. And Sandy, I'm going to go back to my cell. Tell Aunt B I want eggs in the morning. Yeah.
Hey. Coming for you, Ron Howard and Clint. I'm coming for your brother, too.
When Aunt B passed away, she like left everything to, I think it was UNC. And they had like an auction, and I remember watching because I was in North Carolina at the time, and like there's guys there. I bought Aunt B's rake. They were just excited, man.
You have a different social circle than I do.
Yes, I do. You're just jealous. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, hot cocoa, kombucha, ayahuasca, whatever the hell you can drink. So we're going to be doing
a kombucha show.
We're going to be doing a whiskey show today, and today's show is an Irish whiskey show.
Irish whiskey.
So we have got four from one producer and four from another. So from Waterford Irish Whiskey, we have the Rathclough Irish Single Malt Whiskey Edition 1.1. The Waterford Dunmore Irish Single Malt Whiskey, Edition 1.1. The Waterford Dunbell Irish Single Malt Whiskey, Edition 1.1. And the Waterford Organic Gaia Irish Single Malt Whiskey, Edition 1.1. And then from Writer's Tears, we have the Copper Pot Irish Whiskey. We have the Writer's Tears Double Oak Irish Whiskey. The Writer's Tears Dew Exo Cognac Cask. Cognac Cask Finish Irish Whiskey. And then the Writer's Tears Cask Strength Irish Whiskey 2019. So, do I really want to do this?
Oh, no, you do not want to do this.
Do it.
Do I really want to have Brent?
You do not want to do this.
See, Brent's the angel. I'm the devil. Do it.
Do it now.
Oh, two devils.
See, the problem is when I look, there's a devil on both shoulders going, yeah. Do it. Yeah. Apparently, he killed the other guy. All right, we're going to have Brent tell us our...
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Sips ratings.
I've been waiting for this. You know I have.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Yeah. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Man, there's the drunken leprechaun that we all know.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Dear Lord.
Oh, terrible. Yeah, oh.
Three sips. Interesting. What was that again?
Interesting.
What happened there?
Your leprechaun changed.
Ooh, four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
There he is.
That's classic.
This is as bad as when Dick Van Dyke did the English accent and Mary Poppins. You know, it's like, it's just...
Dick Van Dyke was better.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. He was. And he could dance, too. And I don't think Brent could dance.
Oh, you want to watch me dance? Oh, yeah.
We don't want to watch him dance without pants.
Five sips.
We really don't.
Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Further proof that we can survive almost anything. Oh, dear God.
We don't want to watch Brent dance without pants.
Oh, there goes
we
the audience.
We do want to watch Men Without Hats.
Oh, Men Without Hats are the
of course. Oh, yeah.
Because you can dance if you want to.
Yeah. You can leave your friends behind. But if your friends don't dance, they're no friends of mine.
Of course.
Coolest video ever.
Love that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can tell we're from the 80s, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so against my better judgment, let's have Justin tell us about Waterford Irish Whiskey.
Waterford Irish Single Malt Whiskey is the latest project of Mark Rainier, the man behind the rebirth of Brooklotti Distillery. After the sale of Brooklotti, he decided to focus his efforts on a new project, believing that the barley, more specifically the terroir in which it was grown, is the true essence of the whiskey. He wanted to make a whiskey that was singularly about the barley. A few years prior, Guinness had shuttered and put up for sale a brewery in Waterford, fully equipped with the finest equipment and a state-of-the-art hydro mill. Seizing the opportunity, Mark purchased the site and also purchased the old stills from Brooklotti. He had the stills refit at Forsyth's in Speyside and installed at Waterford and hired Ned Gahan, a prior Guinness employee at the original site, as his head distiller and set about realizing his vision. Terroir-driven whiskey made from the finest barley from individual Irish farms with no coloring, no chill filtration, no finishes. Got some naked whiskey here.
That's an interesting concept when you think about it, you know?
Absolutely. Each bottle of Waterford Irish Single Malt Whiskey bears a unique code that you can enter into their website to learn all about the individual farm that grew the barley used exclusively in that bottling. Details about its owners, its location, soil type, dates of planting, harvesting, even recordings of the sounds in the fields, which I got to listen to that.
Yeah, it's actually there. It's like you press the button and you can like hear crickets and stuff.
Awesome. They have so far worked with 97 different individual Irish farms. Waterford even built a special facility known as the Cathedral of Barley to receive and store the barley from each of the individual farms.
You know, so interesting thing, though, with the Sip, Suds, and Smokes website, we have a unique code that you can pull up and enter each one of our, you know, you can pull up to learn each one of us. It's like an individual farm. It's an individual host. You can find out about us.
Yeah, it's like one line long, like five words.
I didn't even know we had that, but yeah, let's first see. Off, let me say, when
Justin,
I think of Brooklotti,
he's a drunk. Brent, he's a drunk. Yeah. Carmeet's a drunk. It's very interesting.
I'm a drunk
stuff.
With class.
Yeah.
You guys are just drunk.
And when we hit the little button to listen to the field that we all grew up in, what do we hear?
Rule back home.
That's what
to
we
be
hear.
Grown, drink it down.
Yeah, that's what we hear. So
my field had cobras. Anyway.
So let's see what all this attention to terroir tastes like.
I want to give a props to Mark, but when I think of Brooklotti, I think of Jim McEwen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the distiller he hired to do the Brooklotti thing. So I'm happy with this, and I'm open-minded. I want to see what happens here. So let's do it.
And all this furniture is mine, and I have the china and linen and 50 pounds in gold my father left me, and my mother's rings and brooches and my grandmother's wedding veil and her silver combs and buckles and 30 pounds odd in notes and silver.
Oh, that's a woman I want. Yeah, definitely.
You couldn't pull a quote from Dairy Girls? Come on, man.
No.
With the times.
No.
Netflix kids, Dairy Girls. I'm not being paid for this ad. No. Do this. Watch. It's fantastic.
So we're going to talk about Waterford Rathclaw English Single Malt Whiskey Edition.
English.
Oh, God. Irish Single Malt Whiskey. Shoot me now.
Shoot him. Yeah.
Shoot me.
The IRA is coming after you right now. It's been nice knowing you.
I liked starting my car, but now I'm going to have Brent do it. So edition 1.1, 50% alcohol by volume, 100 proof. The barley for this expression was grown by Richard Raftus on his low-lying, quick-drying, glacier, meltwater, gravel soils in Killiney Rathclaw Stone Fort. The barley was sown on March 20th, 2015, harvested August 21st, 2015, malted May 19th, 2015.
2016, that's a typo.
2016, and distilled June 26th to July 4th, 2016. So we got a light copper color. I got black pepper, hay, and citrus peel on the nose. On the palate, I got baked apple, pepper, dried and dark fruit, and the finish was pleasant and long. Brent, what did you think?
This reminded me of growing up in Minnesota when I would roll down the windows as driving through the country, and I smelt that hay fields that are there. So I got that hay field note right off the bat.
Growing up in Minnesota, like surrounded by Vikings and crushing losses for a football team?
Yes.
And just, okay.
Yeah. Very big losses, mind you. But yeah, that's the hay was stood out to me on the nose really quickly. And I mean, and the color you gave it sounded like it was a copper color of some kind. There's nothing copper about all these. These are more of a yellowish color. But to me, it's the concept of this is more interesting than how this one tasted for me. So it was a little bit on the light side for me. But Arm?
In Canada, we had, I grew up in Winnipeg, and we also had that Midwestern thing. And
until he was exported.
And I hate doing this, but you know, we called them A fields. Anyway, I smell the hay.
Everybody I've ever met from Canada is like really nice and polite.
That's why you've
never
exported.
Been to Canada in your life.
I'm bitter. That's why I've been. Yeah. Why I moved to the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the exact opposite. That's why they threw him out.
I smell the hay. This is Midwest. This is the Midwest. You can tell the terroir is there. This is great.
He was sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's something. We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing the first whiskey from Waterford, the Rathclaw Irish Whiskey 1.1 edition. What'd you think, Harm?
Well, it's got some really pretty notes, eh? Baked apples, like Justin said, the black pepper is definitely there. I got more dark chocolate. It's kind of got a bitter touch to it, the herbal note. You can tell this is something that's different from other Irish whiskeys, and it's about the barley. So, kind of cool.
Bob? Yeah, it's definitely... the thing that I noticed is since we've opened it, it's when we first opened it, it was a little one note, but the nose has definitely gotten much better.
Yeah, it's not just the hay field.
Yeah, it's significantly evolved in the last hour or so. So
yeah, very much so from when we first did it.
Yeah,
very much so.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what would happen if we put this through a spirit aerator.
I don't have one here. I would if I did, because it's heads and tails above what it was when we first opened it. I mean, it's significantly different. It's got on the nose, the pepper is there. There's definitely, I definitely get some citrus, especially in the tip of the nose. Right at the very end, I get some lemon in there and maybe a little bit of blood orange. And on the palate,
I didn't get the citrus peel earlier at all, and now you're absolutely right; they're there.
That's what I'm saying. This thing in the last hour has changed significantly. get the pepper. I get some, like, some dark stirred fruit. I definitely get, you're right about the one thing. It's definitely got the astringency to it, a little bit of bitter, like dark chocolate, yeah, as opposed to milk chocolate. Maybe even like a Dutch cocoa.
I want to like it more. I think it needs to be made into a whiskey that you would make a cocktail with. But so, good effort. What's our rating?
We're going to be rating the Rathclaw's Irish Single Malt Whiskey 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So let's move on to the second one we got from Waterford, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. So this is a Waterford Dunmore Irish Single Malt Whiskey. It's edition 1.1, 50% ABV or 100 proof. The barley for this expression was grown by John Tynan in County...
Tynan?
Okay, go ahead and say what county this is. County Laois?
I don't know.
On a westerly facing lowland terrier by an ancient medieval Fort Dunmar. The barley was sown on
Dunmore.
Well, he didn't do less.
Yes.
So the barley was sown on March 18, 2015, harvested on August 17, 2015, malted June 2nd, 2016, and distilled July 5th through 11th, 2016. So, color on this one, they're all
There's a year between germination and malting. What's going on here, man?
Well, it takes a while to malt everything, so.
All right. Okay,
I mean, you know, if you've ever been through the malting process, I know you have been. You've seen it, how long it takes.
What are you kidding? He has malted. Look at him.
Yeah. But
I've been air dried.
You've been something.
Yeah. So the color on all these is like a light yellow. It's not a brown, drink it down or anything like that.
Oh, it's a pale gold.
Pale gold.
Yeah. There's no brown.
Share it with a fellow.
Yeah. So.
What was that?
On the nose, I got black pepper. I got like an orange chocolate, like those orange chocolate balls that you get at Christmas sometimes. I got like that.
I didn't get any this year, Brent.
I didn't get one either.
My orange chocolate balls?
I didn't get one either. And normally we have them every single Christmas, you know. But I got a little bit of cinnamon grits kind of thing. It's on the palate, I got it's a huge baking spice bomb. I mean, this is lots of baking spices on here. I got some apples, some lemon, a little bit of licorice on there, a little bit of popcorn, a little bit of it's just nice. It's very nice. It's the finish on it is, it's like a medium finish, and it's just different to see how these are all different from themselves, using different fields and stuff.
Same distillery, same stills, same type yeast. Of barrels, zero finishing, and same yeast. Mm-hmm.
The only difference is the farm that the barley came from. Yeah. And look how different the first two are.
These are completely different. Yeah. Completely different from each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't recognize one from the other. You're not going to mistake one from the other.
I know they're Irish.
Well, yeah, you're going to know they're Irish, but they're definitely...
Oh, you can definitely tell they're Irish. Sure.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. The drunken leprechaun.
I actually liked that one. That was good. Leave him alone. Give him props.
Yeah, you did good on that one.
You know, so Harm, what do you think about it?
Oh, I'm agreeing with you. I think I got a little more like almond on this and a little bit of grapefruit more, but everything, big spice bomb, like you said.
Yeah, that baking spice right off the bat.
And the orange chocolate is dead on, very malty. This style I particularly like better than the first one, but I see what Mark is going here. Let's see what happens after this. So, Justin, what do you think?
So, I think this is like a candy store for adults, not the cheap, you know, dots and stuff like that, but the really good marzipan and all the things you really want, you know, when you've got like $40 spent on candy. What'd you think, Bob?
I thought it was excellent. Again, it's big spice up front, a little bit of marzipan, definitely some citrus and lemon in there, a little bit of chocolate, but not like the first one. The first one was a lot more of the chocolate. It was more of a dark chocolate. This is more This is more of like a milk chocolate in the back palate.
We didn't talk about the malting. So the malting's identical as well.
Yeah, the only thing that's different is the grain from the different farms. And that's the, what they're trying to show us.
Same color, same temperature malting.
Yeah. So we're going to be rating the Waterford Dunmore Irish Single Malt
Dunmore
Whiskey, Edition 1.1. Three sips.
Interesting.
All right. So, Harm, tell us about our next one.
Thank you, Bob. I'm happy to do that. The Waterford Dunbell or Dunbell. Was it? Is it Dunbell? I don't know how to pronounce it. The Dunbell Irish Single Malt.
I don't know
what
Harm does it. It's Dunbell, but
it's not Dunbell. It's Dunbell.
I think it's misspelled. You're doing it. There should be an M in there.
All right. It's Edition 1.1, 50% ABV, or 100 proof for the mathematically challenged. The barley for this expression was grown by Ned Murphy of east of the River Nore in County Kilkenny, on the deep loamy soils derived from the glacial drift of limestone, sandstone, and shale. The barley was sown on April 8th, 2015, and harvested on September 20th, 2015.
2015, yeah.
Yes, there's a typo here. It says 2105, but not so much. Malted on June 23rd, 2016, and distilled September 23rd to the 30th of the year of our Lord, 2016.
What county are they from?
Kilkenny.
You bastards.
I knew you were waiting. I was waiting. Anyway, this is the color is a pure gold. The nose is sublime. Freaking beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is about the barley. And this is what surprises me, because I cannot believe this much difference came from the barley.
Yeah.
I thought this was also from the yeast. There's no wild yeast. This is inoculated. All right, so to me, it's buttery, toffee, green apples, butterscotch, tons of like cinnamon raisin porridge with just a huge pat of butter, and oh my god, and the palate, candied apples, spices, and I got huge apricot with cloves. Mouthfeel, stunning. Stunning mouthfeel.
The mouthfeel in this one is really nice. And it's different. It's kind of crazy when you think about it, of how the mouthfeel in this one is so much different than the other two. That, I mean, it's a huge, huge difference.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
Look, I knew barley makes a difference. Obviously, I knew barley. You know, Dr. Bill from Glenmorangie swears by Cadbull barley lately. I'm not a fan of the Cadbull barley, like some of the other stuff he was using.
Well, no, he's not a fan of you either. So, yeah.
Well, I love Dr. Bill, and he loves my wife, and he tells me dirty jokes.
He doesn't like
so
you.
So it's good. Yeah. Right. I don't care, as long as he hangs out with my wife and we can drink together. But he did this thing with a wild yeast strain called Alta, and that was a butter bomb like this. And I was like, this is all the barley, the yeast.
This is all the barley.
This is amazing.
And I was lucky to spend probably an hour and a half on the phone with Mark discussing this.
Right.
And you've never, it was like talking to a preacher.
I need to talk to Mark about this.
So excited about this whole project. He was so, when you talk to him, you could just hear the enthusiasm in his voice for this project and for basically showing the difference in the whiskey based on the farm that the barley came from.
Can you imagine somebody Can you imagine somebody in Kentucky doing this with just their base product?
I mean, they go so far as like when they deliver it to the Cathedral of Barley, like that batch is put in an entirely separate area, so nothing ever mixes. I mean, they're very,
no
very, very
contamination.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So.
But this what happens is it limits your production.
Yeah,
it limits it heavily. You can't make.
I don't think he cares. I think he's more into the science of it and showing the differences.
This is something different than everything else out there.
See, I love Mark and now I hate him because now he's like, well, you made 92 different types of barley. Now I got to buy 92 different types of Waterford whiskey. Thanks, Mark. I see what you're doing here.
Were you in a liquor store? It's like you buy anything. Come on.
Yeah.
What'd you think, Justin?
This reminded me, number one, he made the proposition that it's all about the barley, and he's 100% right. He's proven it with these expressions. This particular one, the Dunbell one, reminds me of like McCann's Steel Irish Oats with fruits in it. It's like a healthy breakfast. I freaking love this.
Oh, yeah. This for breakfast is very healthy. Yes. I'm down with this.
In fact, actually, I'm going to pour this in my grits.
Yeah, I think if you poured this in a bowl of grits, you'd have a really good.
No, grits, oats. Come on.
No, grits,
right.
Oats.
Right.
Oats. Porridge.
Hey, my grandfather's family came from Kilkarney, Iowa, and he ate plenty of grits. Nothing wrong with it.
What'd you think, Brent?
Oh, yeah. I love this already. This is great. This is the whole concept and the mouthfeel that you get off this one versus the other two. It's completely different. That
you, if I told you that these first three were made in the same distillery,
forget
anything to do with barley yeast or anything. If I told you that these were made in the same distillery period, would you believe it?
Oh, no.
No, absolutely not.
No, exactly. Exactly. They're each so much different than each other that you wouldn't believe it. And to think that there's only one thing that changes from the three of them.
And now with air, I'm getting more chocolate on the palate.
What a great control.
And that's the thing. They've changed so much. I mean, that first one is hugely different. I'll
let me revisit it.
Yeah. Hugely different. The nose on it is evolved.
Did you add water?
Crazy.
I didn't add water to any of these. Yeah. Oh, they're 100 proof.
Add water.
Water helped them all.
Yeah, water helped them all.
Just a drop. Just a tiny
one. I'm the one telling you guys to add water to things.
Yeah, that's why we told. That's why we had to remind you.
We listened for once.
That's why we had to remind you for once.
This Dunbell is just, it's toffee and dark chocolate and like cinnamon porridge, a little bit of pepper, definitely a big thing of apricots and orange peel. This one's fantastic.
If I was going to drink Irish whiskey, I would drink this one.
Definitely start in the
morning. We know you're not drinking anything.
Yeah, you're not drinking anything besides bourbon. Yeah.
If he was on a desert island and there was no bourbon, yes. So
I could get him to drink this St. Patty's Day in the morning.
Yes, for sure.
Well, we're going to be giving the Waterford Dunbell Irish Single Malt Whiskey Edition 1.1 an extremely well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
I would love to see this in 5 more years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God!
I don't know how much it's going to.
I hope they put a few more of these away.
At the right time.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it's going to improve. It's really nice. I mean,
He was making a point. He made the point. Yeah. He's right.
All right. Well, we'll move on to the next one, which is the Waterford Organic Gaia English Single Malt Whiskey Edition 1.1.
Did you really say English?
I did say English.
I'm sitting next to this idiot. Look what he did to me.
Irish Single Malt Whiskey 1.1. It's named in honor of Gaia, the neo-pagan goddess of yore, a personification of Mother Earth herself. This expression is Ireland's first whiskey distilled from certified organic Irish barley. John Malik, Paddy. His name's actually Paddy. Wow. Paddy Tobin, Alan Jackson, Pat and Dennis Booth, Jason Stanley, and Trevor Harris rose to the challenge laid down by Waterford to produce the first Irish-grown organic malting barley. Due to the low yielding of organic barley, they combined these crops together, which is the only one that they've actually mixed farms on, is one batch prior to distillation. The barley was malted on July 14th, 2016, and distilled from September 4th to the 13th of 2016. Again, pale gold straw color. On the nose, I get a lot of orange zest on this. A little bit of caramel on the nose.
You get more malt and honey than orange zest.
I definitely get a lot of the malt on it. And almost a saltiness.
The sea coast, like it's on the sea.
Almost like a
Nori.
Like a Bemore.
Like the River Nori.
Yeah.
I mean like
when you have seaweed. A Bemore and you've got that salt spray in your nose.
Yeah.
On the palate. Let's give this a try. It's got a lovely mouthfeel to it. It's very coating. It's got a creaminess on the tongue. I'm getting some pepper on it. I definitely get some clove and some baking spice.
Oily. It's very oily.
It's got a lot of viscosity to it. It's almost like, I don't want to say Campbelltown oily, but almost a Campbelltown oily.
Yeah, I'll give you it. I'll totally give it to you. It's heavy. It's different.
This one's lovely. And then... definitely some butterscotch on it, a little vanilla.
I get like salted caramel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that salt, that saltiness comes through. It's not just on the nose. It's also on the palate. So
no, I mean, I'm talking about the palate. I wasn't talking about the nose. That's I'm talking about salted caramel. That's what I'm saying.
I get that salt spray on the nose. You'd almost, like I said, you would almost think that this was, you know, when you have something like a Bamor or an Ardbeg, sometimes you'll get that saltiness to it. And you know where the houses are. I mean, they're right on the water. This is not, I don't believe. I mean, not where they're aging it, but you're getting that salt spray to it, and you're also getting that saltiness to it. So, you know, it's definitely, it's in the grain, guys. It's definitely in the grain.
You know, I'm looking over there next to you, Bob, and we didn't talk about how beautiful these bottles are.
Oh, yeah. The bottles are gorgeous. They're like beautiful, striking blue glass. They've got the, what are these called?
The Vinolock.
The Vinolock glass closures.
The glass captures. Yeah, they're great. Like the Germans love to use those for Rieslings that are amazing. This is a nice, beautiful, stunning package. Yeah. Can I see the one with the blue cap? Most of these are gold cap, except one with the blue. What's the blue cap one?
I think they just ran out.
They ran out of the gold
cap. That's the organic one. But
The organic has got the sky blue.
So they distinguished the first three along with this one from the... Yeah. From
this is beautiful. The packaging, the marketing, and normally I poo-poo marketing, and it gets me upset when people do too much top marketing. But what they've done with this, they've proven the point. The farm makes the difference with the barley. It's huge.
Yeah, it's like I said, it was like talking to an evangelical preacher. And by the end of the conversation, I could not wait to do this show. I'm like, I really, really want to do this so I can see the difference in these. So what do you think, Brent?
Yeah, I'm surprised that this distillery is not on the coast because of that saltiness that you get from it. You know, like, so maybe the farms are close to the coast.
Maybe they
are.
And
maybe you get it from salt mine nearby. They've done a great job with this. This is another one I could be drinking. If I'm drinking Irish whiskey, I could be drinking this one as well.
Yeah.
I think everybody needs to try it just to see what they're missing out on.
Well, we're going to like you try 92 of them.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back. Just the destination. But baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing Irish whiskeys from Waterford. We just finished talking about the Waterford Organic Gaia Irish single malt whiskey. What'd you think, Justin?
I thought this was refreshing. I thought that it had nice complications, especially for Irish whiskey, which tends to have fewer notes than bourbon or some Scotch malt whiskey.
I used to call Irish whiskey tea.
There's definitely a tea.
Well, you're a heathen.
It's watered down whiskey generally.
You're a heathen.
This is just refreshing. This is what you want to drink after a run.
After a run?
Most people hydrate with water.
When did you
most people would. I hydrate with
water. When did you ever run?
Okay, not for any longer than 10 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Ever since I learned how to shoot, I quit running.
I run for 10 seconds. I have an Irish whiskey.
That's called interval training.
Yeah. I run long enough to get it out of the holster and put one in the chamber, and that's about it.
I've gotten Brent excited about exercise now.
Yeah.
I can run for 10 seconds and have a drink.
Do a shot.
Man, right. I love that kind of workout.
All right. Well, we're going to rate the Waterford Organic Gaia Irish Single Malt Whiskey Edition 1.1. Four sips.
That's classic.
And then we're going to have...
They're very different four sips. We gave the last one four sips. We gave this one four sips. But the whiskeys are completely different.
Yeah. That again, amazing. That's the cool thing. When he was talking about it, I got totally into it as he was talking about it. He's right. He's absolutely right. There's a huge difference. So.
It's like Pokemon. Got to get them all.
Oh, good Lord. So let's have Brent
I need to point out, we don't get paid by these sponsors.
Yeah. Oh, Pokemon?
We don't get paid by these whiskey distributors.
Yeah, them neither.
Let's have Brent tell us about our next whiskey.
Thank you, Bob. So Writer's Tears is a brand of Irish whiskey from Walsh Whiskey, an Irish company established in 1999 by Bernard and Rosemary Walsh. Writer's Tears is a vatting of single malt and single pot still whiskeys, distilled from 60% malt and 40% pot still with no grain whiskey. Writer's Tears is triple distilled, non-peated, and matured and aged in American oak bourbon casks. So that's a little bit different process than what we're normally used to and stuff. So again, the color of this is a light copperish or light goldish yellow to it. On the nose, I get a lot of fruit. It's just like walking through an apple orchard or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You get
huge apples.
Yeah, yeah. Huge apple, like an apple orchard.
You don't get any herbs? I got spearmint and lavender, baby.
Spearmint and lavender. Definitely get spearmint.
Yeah, on the palate.
No, you were right about apples. Right away, it's a bouquet of apple flowers and then spearmint and lavender. It's crazy.
On the palate, it's a very mild palate. It's just I get a lot of that fruit. I get that the spearmint comes through on the palate. You get a light spearmint, and nothing is overpowering. It's a sippable. What I'd like to call just like a nice sippable drink.
Quaff.
Yeah, maybe just throw an ice cube in here just to chill it a little bit.
Scrabble the QU's an extra 11 points.
Yeah,
quaffable.
Right. But pleasant. I don't know any word that's not. Now I don't really. When I think of Irish whiskey, I don't think of this. I don't think of this as being Irish whiskey.
Think of the watery stuff. This is much better.
Yeah, you're thinking of junk.
Yeah. but no, that's
see where you went there, Bob.
Yeah.
This is a different level.
Everybody makes junk. There's junk in Scotland. Yeah, there's junk in Kentucky. There's junk in Tennessee. Right.
Some of the people who make junk in Ireland also make some of the best whiskeys in Ireland.
And what is it what is it he told you that one time about drinking expensive whiskey? Get a better job.
Yeah there you exactly. go. Exactly.
Thank you, Dave Pickerel.
Right.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Exactly.
Exactly. But.
And this is only 40 proof.
Yeah. Well, four. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 80 proof.
So, 80 proof, yeah. I mean, this would be their entry level, and you can understand why it's their entry level. It's just their basic, their basic product that they're going to put out and put on the shelf. And then from this, you're going to want to search out their other products.
Yeah. If this is their base, they're starting from a good base.
So. Yeah. It's not bad at all. And the apple orchard is what rang me in right away. Just the apples, it's on the light side of an apple.
Let's throw this one to the dogs. Let's see what Justin has to say.
Okay.
So I was talking to Bob before the show, and
that's usually
the sample that I had was like really off. So he's like, clean your glass and do it again. So I did that, and it's really pleasant. What's unique about this spirit is the ginger note that comes through. I've had a lot of Irish whiskey, but I've never had one with this prominent ginger note. So
I got more spearmint than ginger, but I see exactly what we're talking about.
I appreciate this now.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Thank God I redid it.
Told you.
It's called having a clean glass.
Don't drink bourbon and then not clean your glass and drink this. It's not going to work. Mm. But it wasn't designed to do that.
Yeah.
But it's good. Hey, live and learn.
Dear Lord.
Clean glass for kids.
Live and learn.
Who knew?
Well, we're gonna be giving the Writer's Tears Copper Pot Irish Whiskey a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
Yeah, introductory level spirit that's well worth it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And for the price you're gonna pay, you can't. What are you gonna do? All right, we have Justin tell us about our next one.
So the next whiskey we're going to talk about is the Writer's Tears Double Oak Irish Whiskey. It's 46% alcohol by volume, or 92 proof. A blend of single pot still and single malt Irish whiskey aged in two types of wood. American oak bourbon barrels from Kentucky and French oak cognac casks from the cognac region in France. It's triple.
I'm sorry, Justin, this is America. That's cognac.
Cognac.
There's a G right there.
Cognac. I say cognac. I always
triple
say
distilled cognac finish. Non-chill filtered and bottled at 46% alcohol by volume. This expression is made possible by a close collaboration between the Walsh family in Ireland's County Carlow and the Lagerette family in Cognac, France.
That's right.
Perfect.
I'm sure they really appreciate that pronunciation.
I'm sure.
I'm surrounded by uneducated heathens.
It's on the nose.
Don't put a G in it if you don't want me to say Cognac.
Right.
That's what I say.
Or Champagne. Come on.
Champagne.
Exactly.
Champagne.
Fillet Mignon.
Yeah.
Fillet Mignon is actually a very underrated cut of steak because people, you know, my wife's a Southerner. She likes the whole, that New York strip.
She's from Alabama. I mean, doesn't she eat like Wildcat or, you know, Nutria? Or,
it's whatever roadkill is available.
Yeah. Groundhog.
She doesn't listen to this show. Who knows?
Possum, the other white meat.
So the nose is basically spice cake and the palate is definitely chocolate covered orange. So I appreciate this. I think they did a good job.
I'll give you spice cake. I don't know about that chocolate covered orange, Justin.
No, he's got on the palate, not on the nose, on the palate.
On the palate.
On the palate. On the palate.
Yeah, the nose is spice cake.
I get the
cake.
Milk chocolate and I definitely get the citrus.
Yeah.
Okay. God. Why are you guys agreeing with Justin? Now you're killing me.
Well, sometimes Justin is right. It's a one time
like
a year.
Like a clock. Yeah, I'm right twice a day.
Right.
A broken clock.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My clock.
No, you're
my clock's never right because it runs, but at the wrong time.
You're like
time.
A broken LED digital clock, okay?
Broken LED.
That thing breaks down and it's, again, it's right once a lifetime.
Blinking AM. That's what all my digital clocks say.
That's what his VHS says. And what's worse, the fact that his VHS is blinking 12 or the fact that he still has a VHS? Yeah.
Or that it's a beta VHS. Yeah.
Okay, I was upset.
All of his dirty movies are in beta.
I was about to say, they didn't release all my movies.
I was upset my dad wanted me to set up a Blu-ray for him.
Yeah.
Forget about DVD, forget about VHS. My dad wanted me to set up a Blu-ray for him. Who still uses Blu-ray? Everything is streaming.
I would figure dad would have like one of those video disc things, you know?
The laser one?
The Magnavox or whatever.
Blu-ray works when your Wi-Fi is crap. So props to your dad.
He was like, no. My dad wanted the Blu-ray for the fish aquarium screensaver.
All right.
On his 80-inch TV.
Get consistency. Yeah.
it's freaking.
Well, he wants the beta for all his dirty movies because they're still in beta.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame the VHS much. Format won. Because Betamax was superior.
But absolutely. Back in the beta days, it was too hairy. It was too hairy. The porn was too hairy.
I don't want to go there.
No. Okay. Let's finish up this one here.
Yeah, what'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, I got the whole chocolate orange thing. You know, it was it's nice. It's a nice creamy palate. And it's not too oily. I mean, where some of these are a little bit oilier, I thought this was a little bit creamier. I enjoyed it. I don't think that I'm going to be running out to get this one versus other ones, but I'm not.
Gee, Brent's going to not buy something.
He's
not
going to
buy non-bourbon. I'm so shocked.
Right. I don't know why anybody would be shocked about that, but it's true. You know, but
I know it's not your beloved Octomore, but.
Oh my God. Octomore. Yeah, I could deal with that right now. But
might have some in the back.
I was about to say,
I can go look.
Bob will scare some up for you.
I'll go find some if you really want.
Don't tease me.
What do you think, Arm?
I actually agreed with what you guys had to say, which is freaking me out. It's like, have I drank too much whiskey today? What's going on?
Let's hope.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I have nothing to add.
We're going to be rating we're going to be giving the Writer's Tears Double Oak Irish Whiskey. A well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
All right, Harm, tell us about the next one.
All right, well, thank you so much. The Writer Tears, the Doe XO. XO.
Duh.
The doe. I mean,
how do you mispronounce XO?
A deer. A female deer.
It's how not do deer. It's not deer like the number two
a
in
ray
French.
Of doe. Golden sun.
It's doe. It's a brand of cognac. It's the Doe XO cognac cask finish Irish whiskey. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. This is the Writer's Tears Copper Pot, Doe XO Copper Finish, Cognac Cask Finish, finished for 9 months in French Limousin Oak from the renowned family cooperage of Alleray that has been seasoned by the Legarette family's Doe XO Cognac for between 10 to 15 years. So basically, now they changed the rules for cognac to be XO to be 10 years old minimum. Used to be 7.5 years for XO, but a few years back they changed the 10-year-old minimum, and now this is these guys Doe XO is between 10 and 15 years old. So basically, they're using used barrels from Limousin, really wonderful oak barrels, and this is the Writer's Tears taking that next level, the next freaking level. This is all about those cognac flavors. Pears and berries and just citrus zest, and there's apricot and spices, there's cinnamon and clove. I freaking love it. This is the most intensely intensely flavored or intensely smelling Writer's Tears I've had ever before. It's gorgeous, and on the palate, just mouth coating, creamy, hints of chocolate on there. The finish is long with citrus and apricot. I love it.
What do you think, Brent?
Yeah. One thing on the nose is every single season I get a jar of pear raspberry jam from my brother-in-law. And when I smelt this, is like, this is exactly what I thought I had. I was like, man, I got the pear raspberry jam here. And, This creaminess on the palate, I enjoyed it immensely. Of everything we've had here today so far up to this point, this has been my favorite. I enjoy this one a lot.
It's gorgeous.
What did you think, Jasmine?
Well, the nose is like a basket of citrus fruit, and the palate is like mixed berries and cream.
Okay. Can't say much more than that. Well, we're going to be rating the Writer's Tears Doe XO Cognac Cask Finish Irish Whiskey, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So let's go to our last one of the day. It's the Writer's Tears Cask Strength Irish Whiskey 2019, 53% ABV, 106 proof. The 2019 vintage cask strength was the 9th release from Writer's Tears. Only 3,780 bottles, which the rep actually poured some out of his personal bottle and sent it to us for this. It's non-chill filtered and bottled at cask strength. Again, pale straw gold color. It's got a beautiful, beautiful nose to it. Just sweet. Sweet with a little bit of pepper to it.
Mm. It's got similar notes to that cognac cask. Mm-hmm.
But on the palate, completely different. Walnuts. Basically, like honeyed oatmeal, a little bit of apricot, a little bit of like malted milk ball. Absolutely delicious. I mean, really, really, really nice. What'd you think, Arm?
I think I got more of the apricot on the nose of the cognac one. The apricot's on the palate here. Mm-hmm. I didn't get as much raspberry as Brent did on that last one. But the berries here are underneath all this apricot. There's tons of more apricot. There's more walnut.
Yeah. Lots of walnut, lots of tree nut to it. I mean, completely different but delicious. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah. Originally, I wasn't hip on this one. It was just a little... It just didn't mess with me, you know? And everybody said, well, add some water and stuff. And then I had...
I haven't even added water yet, and now you're coughing because the water made you cough because you're not used to it.
I added water to this one. I added water to the previous one, and I really enjoyed this one. This is great.
Well, we're going to be rating the Writer's Tears 2019 Cask Strength a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. You can catch all of our episodes where you found this one, as well as on terrestrial and satellite radio, and online at iTunes, Google Play, iHeart Radio, CBS Radio, radio.com, and pretty much any place you can find a podcast. The easiest way to find this show on your phone is to ask Alexa, Siri, or Google, or whoever talks back to you from your phone to play podcasts, Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. You can catch us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com, and our daily tasting notes float on Twitter every day at @SipSudSmokes. Our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news, and you can interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms. You can also check us out on Instagram at @SipSudsandSmokes or at @MainManBob. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. It's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. I want to thank our co-host for joining me. Thank you, Brent.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Chase those lucky charms around.
The drunken leprechaun strikes again.
Yes.
Thank you, Harm.
Bob, I'm confused. I love you so much, and I hate you so much at the same time.
That's all right. That's pretty much how we feel about you.
Yeah. So.
You're a complete bastard, and we'll hate you. Yep.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much. This was a fun show. Thanks, guys.
Like I always say to Harm,
you weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
There you go.
What movie is that from?
Dragnet.
Come on.
Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?
Come on. IT crowd? No.
Yeah. So say we all.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.